Welcome, BBS listeners. This is Winfrey, and this is our Monday night conference call simulcast. And I am really sorry we're late tonight. We had a technical screw-up, as will happen sometimes. And but we're here now, and I hope that I thank you all for being patient and holding on the line while we got it together. And tonight's going to be a really, really interesting call. If you're listening for the first time, our calls are, that means somebody just came into our conference line. This is an, how do I describe this call? Every time.
Kevin, real quick, you're on recording still.
I'm not recording?
Correct.
I'm not. That's my producer, Hayes.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is now being recorded.
Welcome, everybody. Again, those of you who are listening, this is March 15th, and Winfrey, and this is our Monday night call. And this is one of those days where things have not been going right, and we've been flowing with it, and somehow we didn't get connected, but we are now. Thank you, everyone on the conference call who's been patient, and thank you, everyone on BBS who's been patient. And we have a call which is an interface between all of us on the conference line and what I term interdimensional sources, beings which have explained themselves to be pure energy at the center of creation, who have been telling us how it's like to be them and what, how they can interface with us. And these calls are a interface, not just of information, but of energy. And some of you might be familiar with the term channeling, and that's part of this call. Actual communications from other dimensions. And as with any channeling, it's very important to never believe anything blindly, to use your own discernment. I am not here telling you to believe everything. I'm telling you that we've been having this experience now for a number of years, and there's been a lot of amazing things that have resulted as a result of this experience of these communications. Things that have resulted for myself, things that have resulted for people on the line, and it's all positive. So we're in a place on our planet right now where there's quite a bit of confusion, a little bit of fear, there's things breaking down, and there's a rhyme and reason to it. And we're bringing through some of that understanding of the rhyme and reason. And for many people, it resonates. So we're on a conference call, and usually I let people on the conference call say hello, and you on BBS can listen in. And, of course, you're welcome to call in on the conference call directly anytime you want. Go to conference.messageaday.net, and you'll get the schedule and the numbers. Hang on a second.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
So, as you heard, I just unmuted everybody, and now you hear all the background noise. When we unmute everybody, sometimes we hear dogs, bees, slamming, name it. And so, we have Mary and Mary Kay and Edna and Suzanne. Is Suzanne on the line?
Yes, Gwen.
Hey, Suzanne. What city are you in, Suzanne?
I am in Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus. And who else is on the line that would like to say their name in the city?
Mary from Ojai.
From Ojai?
Yeah. Hi.
Is that Julie?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Julie. How are you feeling?
I'm about 50% better. I really got a miracle that night. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And
who else is on the line? Shelly was on one of the calls, and she experienced, she was very sick, and she experienced energy that switched her around during the call. Who else is on the line?
This is
Wanda from Los Angeles.
Wanda in L.A., right?
Yes, yes.
Hi, Wanda. And who
Hello.
Else is on? Hello. To you.
Okay, it's Michael in San Diego.
Michael, otherwise known as Grounded Michael, right?
Oh, well.
Call it
what you will.
Grounded people. Because a lot of people, including myself, including Terry, including Daphne, it's not easy to... And Heis is another one who's grounded, by the way. I'm sure I don't know everyone that's grounded. I'm not taking everyone's inventory, but Michael is really grounded. If you listen
Would
to
you like to be grounded?
Would I like to be?
Would you like me to ground you?
Let me see.
and the answer to that is no. Okay.
Oh, it might be. I'm just nervous about having ceremonies on the line. I'll call you up one day. I think you sent me your number.
Sure.
And you can share with me what you do. Who else is on the line? I'd like to say hello.
Maya.
Oh, hi, Maya.
Hey.
Maya had a very exciting thing happen to her today because she found dust bunnies in her tent.
That's right.
Maya, what is a dust bunny?
A dust bunny? It's like little puffy, fussy things tangled together, like in a, and then it contains some dust, and they're fluffing around when you move anything in the room. They just run around on the floor.
I see. Okay. Now, I let the cat out of the bag that you live in a tent, right?
Yeah, I do.
Maya lives in a award-winning view in Hawaii from the position of a tent on somebody's balcony. Is that correct? Is that it?
Yeah, I do. Actually, it is very exciting. It is my ideal way to live. Not the ideal way to pay for it, but the ideal way to live.
Right. Well, thank you, and dust bunnies are not really alive. They're just little pieces of dust clumped together, and that was Maya's exciting adventure today, the dust bunnies in her tent. Anyone else want to say hello?
Hi, this is Edna. I'm back from Indiana.
Hi, Edna. Nice to have you again.
Hi, how are you doing?
Thank you. And who else?
Joanne in El Paso.
Joanne? I heard Joanne, where are you looking?
Joanne.
Oh, too much background noise. Where? Say it again. Okay, that's Joanne from somewhere.
Hi, Wynn. This is Donnelly from Louisiana.
Hello, Louisiana.
Yes.
Nice to have you.
Hi, Wynn.
And so, you know what, I'm going to... mute you all. Excuse me for doing that, but we got to get rid of all the noise.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Well, here we are, and we have... what am I going to say now? Let me just bring a group energy together. You know, part of what we do on these calls is experience a group energy. And anyone who listens to these calls long enough, listens to the work we're doing, you know, we have 3 conference calls a week. After enough time, they will get the hang of this because this is not something that only I can do. It's something actually and potentially any human being. All you have to do is, first of all, learn to hold the space for this energy. And then not worry about what people think of you when you do it. And find people that are interested in holding the space together. Because there is a place in all of us that is always there where we are one. And we're also individual. And many people don't experience this or don't understand this experience of oneness. And I remember even when I was younger, there were people that were even afraid of the concept because it sounded like they were going to lose themselves. And I understand that fear. But if you look at history and you look at people who were able to create the experience of oneness, and you don't have to do it the way I do it, people do it in different ways, the people who were best at creating the experience of oneness would certainly be considered the most individual. No one would say they're not an individual. So it's kind of the courage to surrender to the vibrations of the moment and know that who you are will come back. You're not losing it. Who are some of the great creators of oneness? Martin Luther King. Mahatma Gandhi. How about the Beatles? John Lennon. I am you, you are me, we are we, and we are all together. Michael Jackson. We are the world, we are the children. Oneness is the energy of connection at a high spiritual level is, I believe, an innate craving for most humans. And they don't have the vision that it can be done spiritually. So oftentimes they're trying to do it romantically, which is also an experience of oneness. And but it's usually very attached to the physical bodies of the people involved. The key to oneness that's created on a higher level is that, yes, we're still in our bodies, but the experience is not attached to our bodies. It goes beyond our bodies. And it's based on the premise that everyone listening right now has a matrix, an interdimensional matrix, that potentially goes on right back to the source of creation of this universe. Most of us don't have that experience. In fact, we don't even have the experience of a matrix that can reach in to each other. So, to start with, we are having these sources that are able to touch into our matrixes, and we are learning how to touch our matrixes into each other. And when we do that, there's a magic that happens, because as you start expanding your matrix into higher dimensions, you have the opportunity to heal some of those distortions, hang-ups, things that are of a lower nature, jealousy, ancient hurts, because they heal. If you can heal them at a higher nature, it downloads into a transformation into your human side. And so it's a quick way of doing it. You can also do it, I guess, the human way is through therapy, through all kinds of different ways that we have of trying to heal our hang-ups. And moving into a group energy is, I think, one of the fastest ways, because when we do that, and we do that with the help of these really high sources, we have the possibility of grace. And grace is where something in this realm, in our realm, things move very slowly, things are very static, and changes are not easy. When you start moving into interdimensional spaces, changes can occur very rapidly. Just as the lady that was on the line, and we've had a number of people on these lines having this kind of experience, who was having an immense amount of pain, and just by being on this call and tapping into that interdimensional space, her pain disappeared. And those of you who have read some of our emails have read about people who are on this line and their breast cancer disappeared. I get many emails from people. Their depression went away. And it's all about opening your matrix to higher dimensions. And if this idea intrigues you, this is our Monday call. And we do have a theme on the Monday call, which is we have conversations with these sources. And the energy is still here. But for those of you that really want to explore this opening your matrix into higher dimensions, our Sunday morning, what I call a grid healing, is emphasizing these connections, where we do a long meditation and bring the energies in. And once you've learned how to do that on the Sunday call, you'll get on this call and you'll say, boom, the energy is there, and you'll feel it faster. When you're checking in for the first time, you might not feel that energy. And for one thing, you're probably checking it out. You're checking it out. Do I trust this? Am I open to this? Who is this energy that's coming in? And those are very valid things to do, because energies that come in from other dimensions are not necessarily positive. And it took me probably 2 or 3 years. It took Terry, it took Daphne 7 years to say, hey, this is positive and this is important. But everyone has to go through their own due diligence. That's why reading my materials, reading my books is important, because it helps you read the words of these sources and see if they resonate. Because if something is real and positive, there should be a resonance. And another thing is, there should be some kind of experience. Like, if you notice when I'm talking, I'm actually discouraging you from believing anything blindly. And if you look in the spaces in between my words, you'll find an energy. And that energy is what we're talking about. It's there, it's subtle. If I didn't point that out to you, it might slip by. But some of you felt it. We'll try it again. Shut your eyes, and if you're open to this, move your energy to the top of your head and through the top of your head. And if everyone on this line does this, let's see ourselves making a connection with each other, a connection that we can't see, but we can feel. And let's invite our sources to join our energy. And as I've come to understand, we are actually creating something in another dimension that we can't see, but we can feel it. We can feel it in the pauses between my words. You know, this is a very good guideline for your own life, to see if the relationships that you're participating in are spiritual or human. You notice when you're with somebody and you go out, and if there's silence, oftentimes there's uncomfortability, and somebody has to fill the gap and say something, boom, 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 and fill the gap. Or if you're on a date, ever you're trying to entertain that other person, try noticing the spaces in between the words. Can you stop talking, even for a minute, and feel comfortable? If you can, you know you have a spiritual relationship. And if you can't, you know you have a human relationship. Not that a human relationship is bad. It's fine. But it's good. This is a quick check to tell the difference. Now, this evening, I've been having an ongoing series of channelings with Daphne over the phone. Those of you that are not aware of my whole story, you can go to conversationswithmygirlfriend.com and read about how all this started, where I had two personal relationships in my life that started communicating to me with voices that said they were from other dimensions while I was writing my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and it was all very crazy. And now it seems, as crazy as it is, there's a number of people that are finding it really important and helpful. And so one of the ways that I kind of convinced myself that this had a validity to it, because I tend to be a skeptic. I used to be a physics major at Berkeley. I'm not a blind believer. I don't take things just because somebody says to believe it, and I urge you to do the same thing. But one of the things that convinced me was, here I am writing this book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I am studying all the channelings of David Wilcock, and then 2 years into writing the book, I have somebody in my life spontaneously channeling. They're saying the same thing that's in the book, and then they leave the circumstance, and then somebody else is in my life, and they're channeling. I didn't look for this. It looked for me, and they're saying the same things as the first person and the book. And so tonight we're going to hear both of these people channel. Daphne is going to be on tape, and Terry is going to be answering some questions. And we don't have a lot of time, because this is a 15-minute tape, and they actually asked me to play it on this call. And I hope Seth is there. If you're there, Seth, I hope, make sure the guys on the conference line can hear the audio. Hello, Seth? This is not edited, so I hope I didn't say anything too screwy on it. Seth, are you there?
Okay.
We leave now, and this is March 10th, 2010, and this is Daphne in Alaska, Wynn in Los Angeles, and do we have a source present?
One moment, please. The volume okay?
Volume is okay, thank you. Let me make sure, one request.
Could you send me transcripts, could you send me copies of the links, the MP3 links to these, because I'd like to listen to them.
Okay.
Okay. Helps me to integrate it.
Okay.
Morning, we greet you in the one infinite light, the one infinite creator in the Christ of consciousness. This is the Council of Elohim, the Council of Ra El, whom you have described as your allies in the building architectonics. That which is precursor form, proto form, in the other densities, in the other galaxies, in the other time-space continuum strings of infinite possibilities which coagulate and coalesce in your probable realms and bring forth true certitude, true focus, through the magnetic pull of your desires, intensity and intentions, that which you would have appear as part of your karma and dharmic path to experience in this evolving third dimensional plane, now in session on planet Earth, school Earth, as we say, an evolving amalgam of varied and very, very different energies, foci, and stellar lineages. Great experiment out of which we are trying to, forgive the word, salvage what we can, because it is an experiment, and it is an experiment which is having and producing continuously and continually in the now different results, various different results. It is as if one has put into a kaleidoscope varying degrees and varying quantities and qualities of substances, and the fractal and refraction of the light through which one is making geometrical patterns is fractal in nature, and yet it is more and less perfect in nature. Some parts of the fractal, which are living, is a living sequence. It is part of the Phi sequence, the 1.6 sequence. It is living, and it is good, and it is capable of holding the love light vibration and the energy, but it is mixed in with some inorganic materials, which part and parcel, there are many reasons this has happened. It has happened partially because of corruption of your memory banks, partially corruption of planet Earth herself, and the Antakarana, the grid, the Christ of grids around her, partially the corruption of the fourth and fifth densities and the controller frequencies, which would have you remain underneath a certain frequency that you may be more or less frequency slave to an agenda which is not consciously of your making. This information is not necessarily new. It is to be known. It is to awaken. It is to stir up those creative emotions and the God force in those who are ready to come forth as wayshowers, as star seeds, as those who can carry the frequency as a tuning fork, as a band of light, as a band of sound, as a band of God force, and hold the holographic resonance and impact their environment and their circumstance and those whom they are around in a most positive way. This might be catalytic in nature, yet catalyst, controls catalyst, is positive in that it awakens what is real, what is true, what is of light, and dismembers, deconstructs, and deconfigures the entrapments as a geode. Must be broken open. The rock must be broken open to expose the beautiful crystalline geode which is inside. You are being broken open. This broken open process, this breaking open process, is not all the time pleasant. Some experience it as the breaking down of the parameters and the substrate and substrata, the foundations, the architecture of their life, be this marriage, be this finance, be this home, be this community, be this where they're living, be this any of the things outside of themselves, outside of the organic God matrix of their life source, which they have come to identify with who they are. This is now being upended, not as punishment, but so that the soul has the opportunity to jump into the love light of the rushing currents of the river, of love, of the cosmic conduit emanating from the vast galactic center and even the supergalactic center, and the sun, and the solar neighbors, Jupiter, Saturn, Mars, which are undergoing vast changes as we speak. The blood lines, the blood conduits, the magnetism, the electromagnetism, the very continents on which you walk are moving. They are not stable. The 8.8 magnitude quake, which we just had down off of the coast of Peru and Chile, has moved the city of Concepcion 12 feet. It is no longer in the same place. Everything is in flux. Everything is in shift. And that means your life is in flux and your life is in shift. And it also means that the relative still point, the inner sanctum, is not outside of you. You are the inner sanctum. You are the holder of the Christ consciousness. You are the holder of the love light frequency. You and your own personal connection to the divine source, to God, is the only authority, or ought only to be the only authority in your life in a tantamount way. Do not let yourself be anything less than your God-given birthright. Do not let anything other than your divine blueprint shine forth. There is magic in you. There is magic in many, many, many of you. Some of you are close to awakening the magic. Some of you have some homework to do in terms of peeling the layers of the onion, but it is there. It is there. How, you ask, how can I function when the ground underneath me is moving? It's a good question. It requires balance. It requires alignment. But not alignment to 3D. It requires alignment to stellar consciousness. And it requires alignment to the infinite Kairos, which is now, not the Kronos, which is rooted in 3D. The Kronos, as you can see, is collapsing. Now, that does not mean that you cannot rely to a certain extent on your car still working and on the money system still working for at least a couple of years. But the more self-reliant and the more orchestrated your parameters can be within a sense of spiritual community, be it via friends, via phone, via where you are living, via the internet, understand that the old ways of doing things, anything that makes you less than you are, any situation, any relationship which does not in some way acknowledge the greater gift of who you are and who who you have come to be on the earth, you will find moving out of your life restless, even if it means a drop in income. Restless, even if it means short-term hardship. Restless, even if it means you move out of a big, beautiful house and you're living in a small, little place. Restless because these circumstances are temporary. And it is simply, as an artist just built up a page, picture has been completed, a new canvas must emerge. New canvas must emerge, be made, stretched, put over the frame, so that new limitless, boundless, boundaryless things, creations, circumstances can come about of which you don't even understand the possibilities because they are not in the realm of your understanding. Because your mental codes and structures are still in a breakdown process and shall still be in a breakdown process for the next 7 months. As you probably can tell, this is a general planetary update and suitable for dissemination to the group in general as a kind of what is happening now, state of affairs.
Thank you.
We give our blessings. If you should like to pause, you can end this segment and then go into personal questions.
Okay.
Okay, that was it. We'll be having. Let me get the microphone here. That was, I guess, what we'll call our State of the Planet address. And Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry.
There are 17 participants in this conference.
Okay. Terry, are you there? I actually don't think there's time to do like our normal Monday night. I think that maybe once a month we'll have a message like that from Daphne. You know, it's very interesting observing how both Terry and Daphne are in terms of channeling. If you're not in the middle of this as I am and you're wondering, how does this work? It's Daphne has a very hard time doing things live, although she has done it. She has a hard time because she processes the energy, and Terry does also, but Terry seems to be able to process it easier and faster. I do also. We all process everybody. One of the caveats of having your energies open means that you're more psychically sensitive. One of the things about being in the law of one is that you flow with the energies around you. And that doesn't mean you have to process or you have to. It seems like one of the reasons that I am able to do what I do is because I process things fairly quickly. Usually, not all the time, but fairly quickly, usually. So things kind of pass through me, and I can hold the energy. But occasionally, I will end up having to sleep for a day, and I'm just dead to the world because my energies are so scattered. It's interesting because I remember one time I gave a talk in Sedona, and we had a dinner afterwards. And in the talk, I became one energy with everyone in the room. We all became one energy. And then when we had dinner, everyone started talking about their own individual expressions, which I thought was very nice, except that I ended up getting dizzy because I was it's kind of like I actually felt the oneness suddenly separate and become individuated, and I was separating with the energy. And if I left the room in that moment, or I let everyone eat dinner by themselves and I didn't eat dinner with them, I probably wouldn't have gone through that.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
But I didn't. And so one of the things about holding a high energy in this realm is that sometimes you have to be a little aloof while you're doing that so that you don't get pulled in to the energies of everyone you're picking up. It's not that you're not feeling people. You're actually feeling people really, really deeply. But most people can't hold that energy on a daily basis. And, you know, it starts out where you hold it, and then you go back to yourself, and you hold it. And some of you who have been on this line are learning that it's a back-and-forth process, and it's something new, so you get to hold it more and more. And when you go back, you're processing yourself. You're processing your old patterns. And one of the things about processing old patterns is that there can be pain attached to it. We all have patterns that have pain and suffering, and to process them, the pain and suffering has to surface. And I've watched myself and people around me in different stages of my life where those aspects that were needing to surface, I would not let them come up. I would sweep them under the rug. And that's what holds your energy in this realm, in the lower realm. When you don't let and allow the energies of what I could call your dark night of the soul, your shadow side, to surface and come up and be processed so that they're not in your subconscious keeping your energies contracted. Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Are you there? Oh, I looked for you before and you weren't there. Well, it's 6:50 and we're supposed to be off the air, so we're not going to do a channeling tonight, and that's probably good because you've been tired today. I'll let you all know that Daphne is available to do readings, and I haven't really announced this very much in a public way, because I was kind of testing it carefully to make sure she could handle it, to make sure that I felt comfortable with the results people were getting. And I can tell you that a reading from Daphne is quite extraordinary, because it's that same consciousness that you just heard looking at your soul matrix and actually not only giving you information, but working with your own soul matrix on a personal level, helping to clear things if you are open to allowing that to occur. And I think it will speed up. I mean, my observations of people that have had readings is that it speeds up the process. So if you're interested, send me an email, and I'll send you the information on it. You can reply to messageaday.net, any of the emails, and I'll get it. But I usually, I pay more attention right now to the emails that are coming to winfrey@gmail, because I'm getting so many emails, I can't, sometimes something slips through the crack. But if you're interested, and I don't get back with you, email me again until I do, and we can set it up. On that note, thank you all for being here. Thank you for your support of this work. Thank you for contributing your own consciousness and love and caring to the hour we spend together on Mondays. Thanks to Terry for her endless dedication. Thanks for Daphne for being on the board again. And we have questions and answers on Wednesday. If you have questions, send them to questions@messageaday.net. And we'll ask some of your questions on Wednesday. And thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
press 1 to stop recording. This conference is no longer being recorded. Callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
You see? You can talk.
There are 10 participants in this conference.
Okay, everybody's unmuted. I wish you a good night. We'll see you when we see you. Thank you.
When?